You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are back. We are actually live today from my apartment.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. And we have doggies.
We've got dogs. So you know what? It's already a good episode. We got Billy Joel and Elton John. We are in their space. They're kind of like, what are you guys doing? Why'd you set up?
They're confused.
Yeah. But they're so sweet. They'll rest. They're so good.
No, they are really good.
There should be a podcast of just someone just talking to their dog.
You're such a good boy.
There absolutely is.
Billy, you're in the shot. Can you go sit? Go lay down. Look at this. Go lie down. Good boys.
Yeah, if I just get really quiet, it's because I'm petting them.
It's because she's petting the dogs.
Yay.
Anyway, we're back. Do you feel recovered from the cruise?
I do feel recovered from the cruise, but then I just came back from a wedding, and that's what I'm now recovering from.
Okay.
Have you recovered from the cruise?
I think so. I still talk about it like it was yesterday, though.
So do I.
Like, I'm really like, you know, whenever you see someone, you're like,
yeah.
And they're like, what's new? And you're like, well, you're like, I just went to the seas, you know?
I just went to the Bahamas and back in 4 days.
I went on a boat, and they're like, what? It's just such a fun conversation starter.
I was going to say, it's a really good conversation starter. And I also think people saw on Instagram. So that's the only thing people have been asking me about. They're like, didn't you just go on a cruise? I was like, yes, I did. Yes, I did. And it was crazy.
It's so funny. Well, first of all, you were in my hometown. You were in Philadelphia.
Philly. Yeah, for my girl Rachel's wedding. And Mario. She's married to Mario. I got to include the husband.
Yeah, but you know that you're on the bride side.
Right. I'm on the bride tribe.
And you were a bridesmaid. Congrats.
I was a bridesmaid. Thank you. It was super fun. Some crazy things happened at the wedding, though.
Really?
I feel that's what people really want to know about, is all the craziness that happened, besides it being an absolutely stunning wedding. It was Italy themed, almost Amalfi Coast.
Themed.
Right. Like, that was the overall theme. Like, the tablescapes were like little lemons, real fruit, vines. So it was giving that Sorrento, Amalfi kind of.
Except you're just feet away from the art museum.
Yo, exactly. It was at the Waterworks.
Okay.
Because it's right on the water.
Nice.
The main thing that was the craziest thing that happened was, as Nick and I got into Philly. So we got there on Friday. We're taking an Uber from the 30th Street Amtrak station.
Yeah.
To her place, which is about a 15-minute drive. 5 minutes into the drive, we're on the Schuylkill.
Schuylkill?
Schuylkill.
Schuylkill. Schuylkill.
Schuylkill.
Like the Schuylkill River.
So would you say it's on a river. That's how they call it,
the river. The Schuylkill River. Yeah.
So
you're on 76. You're not on this. I mean, it's like the Schuylkill, but like you're on 76 west.
Something I didn't know.
East.
Yeah. We were heading north.
676. There's 76 and 676. And they're...
Why would people do that? Why?
It's just like mean. I don't know.
It makes no sense. So we're driving along. All of a sudden, we get smashed from the back really, really hard. And at this point, it doesn't really faze me. Oh, and I wanted to
mention... Did you have like whiplash though?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Because, well, I'm so confused. But people call the Schuylkill because there's so many accidents, I guess, that happen.
Oh,
I had no idea about that. My friend told me.
Wow.
Philly.
I've now lived out of Philly longer than I ever lived there.
That's actually a really good point. That's crazy.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I moved when I was 18 to go to college, and I never lived there again.
Yeah.
I mean, I go there to visit, you know, my parents, but like, I never lived.
But you've really made New York, really.
I mean, I moved here the day after college graduation. The day. Because I had a job.
The day after. Yeah.
They were like, you'd be here Monday for work? And I was like, I graduate Sunday. They're like, great. I was like,
great. You start tomorrow.
Literally. Well, I had already worked there. So,
because
I lived here for a summer. So it was all set up.
Right.
It was all set up.
Life set up. So we're on the Schuylkill. We get smashed from the back, and our Uber driver is trying to hit her brakes, but doesn't do it fast enough. So we end up doing a 3-car pileup.
Oh.
We're smashed in the middle. Her back of her car is so smashed, the trunk wouldn't open.
With your bags in it.
With my bags in it.
Oh,
so the
shit.
Only thing I'm thinking about is we have to be at the rehearsal dinner in an hour and a half, and my bag is smashed in the back with my dress.
Were you like, you didn't have to like shower or anything. You could just get changed. Right,
right. Right. Once I got to her house. But of course, I'm thinking, wait, what the? I've come to Philly so many times to visit her.
And you and Nick are okay. You're not.
We're totally fine. I mean, everybody said that we should have pressed charges because it was an Uber that hit our Uber. So it was two Ubers, and then we hit another.
Oh my God.
Regular.
And everyone in every car was okay. It was just a hard hit.
It was just a really hard hit. Yeah. But her car, the middle car that we were in, was like, the back was totaled.
Fuck.
Yeah. And she was pissed. She was like, I just got this car fixed.
No.
Not happy. So I text my friend Rachel, and she immediately is on her way. and we have to pull over because a trooper comes and she picks us up. And Nick had to pry open the trunk to get my dress. I was like, you have to get my dress. So we were able to do that. But we thought about not pressing charges, but getting a lawyer because we thought we could get money out of Uber. But here's the thing. You would have to stay there. You have to get checked out by the ambulance. It's far too much.
It's a lot. Yeah.
If we didn't have somewhere to be in an hour and a half, I think we would have made the stay.
Oh my God.
Everybody's okay.
Did you follow up with anyone who was also in the accident or anything?
We didn't, but I actually got a call from Uber's lawyers, I guess.
Yeah, you got to give them one star, right?
Right. The people reached out. They're like, but did you know your phone? I guess there's a new setting, a new update where if it triggers, it like triggered the police because the phone shook so much that it said, have you been in an accident? And it automatically called the police.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I was like talking without even doing anything. My phone immediately called 911 and her car did too. So we were all talking to 911
together.
That's
crazy.
It's crazy. And does Philly take a long time for cops to get there? Because we must have been waiting for 15, 18 minutes for a trooper to show up. And we're sitting in the middle of 676.
Meanwhile, no, I don't know that. But they're like hiding in the bushes because whenever Jared and I go to Philly, we always get a parking ticket.
Like that's insane.
5 minutes after 8 a.m. and it's like $65 ticket every time.
So annoying. Yeah, D.C. and Philly are both like that. New York, also bad.
Bad, but like they're but we can get away desperate with it. For it in Old City where my parents live. It's that's the only place I always get tickets. It's so fucking annoying.
That is beyond.
Wait, that's crazy.
Crazy, but other than that, wedding was good. The DJ, actually, there was a big bush and it fell on top of her DJ. I'm not kidding.
During the wedding.
Right before the ceremony. And it was this huge wind. It's supposed to block the wind. It did not do its job. It was this huge, like 6 foot long bush / container, like a fake big bush. And it felt toppled right over him.
Oh my God.
He powered through the ceremony, but then had to go to the hospital to get checked out.
No.
Yes.
It was that heavy.
It was that bad. Yeah. And he got a sprained ankle and he couldn't do the rest of his assistant had to do the reception.
Oh my God.
Can you believe this? Yeah.
A lot of hospitals, hops, like this is like a intense.
I know. And her makeup artist got rear-ended.
No.
On her way to the wedding.
What do they say?
It's not happened, funny.
It comes in threes.
So once something happened to her, we were the first
That's
one.
That's crazy.
Then it was her. She messaged me and was like, I just got into an accident. And then we were like, what's the third thing?
Oh my God.
Everybody is okay. Everybody made it. And Rachel and Mario, congratulations.
Wow. Honestly, wedding, though, like I'm just going to say to the bride and groom, I believe that it's like those kinds of bad luck things like make for a better marriage.
Make for a better marriage.
Do you know
right?
what I mean? Like their future will be
bright.
Right. Like if everything went perfect, it's like, ooh, are we looking at 5 years here?
Yeah. I have heard that actually. Or if it rains, maybe we just tell ourselves that to feel better.
And you know where I learned that from?
Where?
Sex in the City.
Of
because
course.
Charlotte's second wedding, obviously. Like, remember?
Oh my God,
the dress, and he sees her in the dress, and it's like everything goes wrong, and she's crying in the bathroom, and Carrie Bradshaw, you know, famous, not great character, I guess, but she said, I believed her when she was like, that means the marriage is going to be great. Like, all
like
this stuff.
Carrie, the one time she's positive.
Yeah.
Like, look at you, Carrie.
She's positive.
Glass half full. I've been getting served so many Sex in the City memes and also about 32-year-olds because 32 is where she was in season one.
Are you? You're not 32.
I'm 30, but I keep getting it the same
you're
video.
You're not even 31?
I'm about to be.
Okay, but.
I'm about to be.
You know. They're like my prepping 30s. You for 32.
Yeah, I guess so. But have you seen that?
No.
Where it says, oh, if you're 32, just get ready. You're in the first season of Sex and the City. And which blows my mind because those women were 32.
Yeah. Honestly, I still think they're older than me.
Right?
Yeah.
It would always feel like that.
Yeah.
Just because.
They were all older than that when they started the show, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe.
And I was just watching Sarah Jessica. She was on one talk show. Was it Kelly and Ryan?
She's been on a lot lately.
She's obviously doing the press for the new season.
Yeah.
But I'm stupid. I did not know that Aiden is back.
He was back last season, the whole season.
Yeah, but this like looks really promising.
Well, they got a place together last season. They're like together on the show.
Yeah, see, this is why I'm dumb. See, I didn't watch last season.
Yeah, last season he was like the whole guy for her.
First season really pissed me off.
Yeah.
Event just like that. It really pissed me off.
It was bad.
It's
not that much better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's back. But you know me, I'm a big girly. I'm not an Aiden girly.
I know, which always surprises me. So were you into Big because you think he's a perfect companion for
I just Carrie? Liked the, you know, bad boy in him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You liked the bad boy.
I liked the bad boy, yeah. I was really sad when they killed him off. I know why they had to, but, you know, it's just a bummer.
Yeah, I know.
Aiden's like, I liked Aiden. I'll tell you the one time I liked Aiden. In the second movie, when she runs into him in Abu Dhabi, I'm like, oh, thank God, like Aiden's
yeah, here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess that is true. I just loved Aiden. He was so nice and he was just, but he was a little bit safe. He was like the safe bet.
She just was so bad to him.
Yeah, you're right.
And he was just like
a glutton for a punishment. Goof.
Like, yeah. He was like, hey. And I was like, I can't.
I simply can't keep watching this.
He's not, even yeah. though I always say Jared's more of an Aiden than a big.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I still love a big.
Still love a big. I know. I guess I was more Aiden, but. So that's why I'm excited to see him back in season 3.
Yeah. Wait, I have a question for you. Did your friends go on a honeymoon? That was my question.
Oh my God. Yes. And also I realized in my head, I was like backtracking. I'm like, wait, I made it seem like all these problems. The wedding truly was beautiful. And yeah. I could not have seen my friend look so beautiful. She was amazing. They are planning to go to Italy, but they're waiting a little bit. They haven't planned it yet.
Got it. Nice.
Yes. So they're going to, I mean, they've been to Italy before together, but I think this will be special. I told him Amalfi Coast, Tetamina.
Yeah.
Do by the water, obviously.
It's yeah.
Stunning and romantic. What part of Rome and Italy is not romantic?
Rome.
The Trevi Fountain.
I'd say Rome is the least romantic of the places. Florence is more romantic. Yeah, yeah, I love yeah. Florence.
You're right. The water. It's all truly stunning. But yeah. Have you done a Philly wedding?
Have I done a Philly wedding?
Yeah.
Like gone to one?
Yeah.
Yeah, many.
Yeah. It's honestly, I felt like I was actually on the Amalfi Coast.
Really?
But where Waterworks is on the river. I mean, the water is a little dingy.
I've
little
never
brown,
been there.
But it but... looked, I mean, the back of our pictures, I felt that I was not in Philadelphia.
Nice.
And I looked over the bridge. I go, there's the Schuylkill. There's where I got into the accident.
Philly's right got a lot of water. Yeah.
It really does. It's actually.
Is it like near Boathouse Row? Like all the boathouses?
No. You know what? I saw that street and I was blown away. I was like, this
is it on the Delaware River Waterworks?
Let me show you this.
I don't even know where it is. Is. I'm like, yeah, you know.
It's a very well-known wedding venue.
Yeah.
I will say. Stunning. And, you know, dance party. Stayed out late.
It was a great weekend to get married. Great weather. Yeah.
And now... You called me because you had really big news.
It's huge happened. News. I got married too. Yeah. It's crazy. I just fucking went for it. I was like, wait, isn't that so crazy? You're at a wedding, but I also had a wedding.
But I am also getting married. No, I have to be there.
I had a crazy thing happen. So I'm doing my show. I sing with this band called The Losers Lounge, and they're great. And they've mm-hmm. been doing these shows for like 30 years. I've been singing with them for 9 years now.
That's crazy.
And it's like a staple of my like New York life. Yeah. And these people have become like family to me, and I love it. And we do these tribute shows at Joe's Pub every like 6 weeks or so. 2 months? I don't know. 6 weeks? The next one's in June. And it's... So this weekend we were doing, I'm giving too much backstory. We were doing the Dusty Springfield shows and I was doing all the shows, which I haven't done. Usually I'll do like 2 out of the 3 nights, but yeah. I was doing all 3 nights and it was fun and everyone's so great. It's such a fun show. And on the first night, Thursday, I was so like, so I was, Joe's Pub's really easy to get to for me. I can take a train because I'm in Williamsburg.
So easy, yeah.
And it's like 10 minutes or I could drive. And I was like running late. So I'm like, ugh, you know what? I'll take the train. It says like 12 minutes, you know,
easy.
To get there. And so I go to the L. I'm like running late and I'm like, whatever, I'll still be on time. I go to the L and the L, I guess something happened and there was a delay and all these people are standing out there waiting for Ubers like on their fucking phones.
That's
and I was like,
you know.
Never mind. So I ran home, got my car, got in the car. And then I was like behind a fire truck. It was like all these things kept stopping me from getting yeah. my show. And I sang second. I was like up. I hadn't even waved my hair. Like I was just, you know, I had my makeup on. I didn't have my shoes on, but I was like dressed. And I get there like 2 minutes before the show starts. And I literally drop my shit off, put on my heels. I'm like, well, I'll curl my hair for the second show. I'll just, you know, go on.
Yep. The show must go on.
And I parked at a meter that was like almost done, whatever. And So the show goes great. I go downstairs. I go get my car key. I'm like, I have to go move my car because I wanted to move it. There was like a lot of spots now that I could like park in and have to pay all night. And I come up the stairs and my band leader, Joe McGinty, is standing there. And there's like three other guys and a woman. And he's talking to this woman. And I like, I'm at the stairwell and literally my car, like I could get a ticket. And, you know, I don't want to get a ticket. And I'm standing there and I hear this voice and I'm just like, no, it's not. And I'm like,
you're like, oh my God.
And then my brain knows they're friends. He's okay. Friends with her. You guys, I walk up the stairs and Parker Posey is standing there talking to Joe. Backstage.
The Parker Posey.
Like where we like fucking like go before we have to get on stage. I was just like, I'm like, this can't be real.
And yeah, seriously.
And, I, like, and they're talking and like the guys, there were like three guys who were like with her. You know what yeah. I mean? Who came to the show with her. And I am just like, I stand there and I'm like speechless. Right. I'm like so starstruck. I'm like, I have done 4 videos now as her.
Yep.
I watched every single fucking moment of you know, White Lotus. Mm-hmm. I've watched every TikTok. I've all my videos have done really well as her too.
Really
like,
have, yeah.
And I've been like studying her. I, you know, I'm just like, oh my God. And I look at these guys and I go, I like do her. I yeah. like do an impression of her. And they were like, oh, that's funny. Haha. Like, you know, they're like,
oh, cute.
Who's this fucking girl like right. who was on the show? And then she sees me because, you know, she just saw the show.
Right.
And she sees me and she's like, you were so good. And she hugs me like she's like my stage mom. And I'm like,
I would have passed out.
I'm like, oh my God, I hug her back. She gives me a nice hug. She's so sweet. She's like, nice it hug. Was so good. The show was so good. I love these shows. She's just so complimentary. She's
amazing.
Like, you were amazing. I'm like, me? I'm like, you killed it this season. I was like, yeah. I was like, I said, and I, you know, I had to say it. I go, I've been doing an impression of you in White Lotus online. Right. And she goes, oh my God, I love that so much.
So she really does sound as her character does.
Kind of. She's not as Southern, yeah. but she's from the South. Mm-hmm. Like she's from the, you know.
So she still's got she that
drawl.
She was
like, I love that so much. And I was just like, okay. My brain was like, she's so nice, but she's obviously never seen a single video I've done.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I she was like, let's take a selfie with Joe. I said, like, oh, we have to take a picture. And she's like, let's take one with Joe. We took a selfie with Joe.
Obsessed.
And that I posted, if you haven't seen my Instagram. And she's like, I'm really into photo bombing. That's what she said. I'm like, what?
Cute. Okay. Fun fact.
Love her. And then I go, I would die. Could we do a video of saying Piper no together?
I'm honestly like, so happy you asked.
Could we just get like a Piper no? And she yeah. goes, Piper no. And she does it for me. Okay. Yeah. And I'm like,
that's amazing.
And she goes, no, I don't want to do video. She's like, you know, I gotta have boundaries.
Okay, Parker.
And I said, I like that. Okay, you that's fine.
But she, yeah,
because I bet everywhere she goes right now, yeah, they're yeah. like, say it.
I know.
Say tsunami, you know, and it's probably so fucking annoying. And if she does it for one, she's gonna feel like she has to do it for it. I get it.
Completely.
I was like, you know, if she knew how special I was, maybe I, right. maybe we could swing a Piper no, but it's fine. I was like, I was just so starstruck and she was so nice. And then I went and moved my car. I come back to Joe's pub. She's standing outside, like saying goodbye to her guys, like for an Uber. And she's like, your blazer is so good. And I was like, thanks. And she's like, you should really wear it like on stage. Like it should be part of the act. And
not her giving fashion advice. Like, I love that. I want to hang out with you all the time.
She's like, I'll be back in June. For the shows. I was like, okay.
You got a new fan.
But she sang all the with shows, Losers Lounge before too in the 90s.
Stop.
She like, apparently she did one of the shows. She told me about it. She's like, I sang Coconuts. I don't know what that song that is. She's like, I sang Coconuts with the band once. And I was like, God. Oh, cool.
What are the chances though? In her heightened, right now, she's obviously everywhere because of the White Lotus.
She lives upstate.
Oh my God.
I think she smokes a lot of weed. I think she just loves life. I think she's just
absolutely
fucking loving it right now.
Yeah, I was looking at her Instagram and I was asking you, like, it seems really interesting. She has like these, she posts a lot of bugs on there and you said that she's kind of into that holistic kind of.
Yeah, I think she's like kind of a spirit. Cool witch. That was the vibe witch. I got. You know what I mean?
I could totally see that. Just her in her upstate house. Just
so nice.
I mean, I'm obsessed. I love when you meet the people that you've been following or you know, or you've even impersonating. It's like, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
To see them in person?
Yeah.
How insane. I wonder if she went home and watched your videos.
I doubt it. She seemed so like, maybe she just seemed so like at ease, like peaceful,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
like she has worked consistently since like the fucking like Dazed and Confused days. Like she's always had Scream. Like she's been in so many iconic, all the Christopher Guest movies. Like she's been in so many iconic movies and like the, and like she's always a funny like comedian that you think of like, oh my God, Parker Posey. But I feel like White Lotus introduced her as an actress to so many new people who probably didn't watch all the Christopher Guest movies. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Or like
right.
didn't know her career ahead of, but like it, so it's so funny because I'm sure she was like, you know, it was another job, but like I feel like this put her on a new level being same with Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah. It's like this resurgence.
Like, level of like, you know, you're on the hottest HBO show right now that like everyone's fucking tuning in for. Every week.
I think everybody's trying to get on White Lotus. Now it's not only do you get to travel to the cool place, but it just boosts your entire career.
Don't you feel like shows that people have to tune in for every week? And I'll say it happens with Housewives too. Like, like it puts you on a new level of fame. Like people are putting you on their calendars, you know? Yeah. They're not just putting on Netflix and they're like, oh, look at this fun rom-com that came out. No. Mm-hmm. They are like, I am waiting for this show to happen on this night.
It's like The Sopranos. People like were waiting.
I mean, Sex and the City. All the shows. Yeah. Lost.
So true.
You know, it's just like so crazy. Anyway, I can't believe I got to meet her.
That is the coolest thing. You were like, Dre, guess who is here? I had no idea. I was like, I was guessing all these other people. I was like, I don't know.
I was dead. I was like, and she saw my show. And like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Of course. And it's like the one show that I was like so late for. It was a good, I had a good performance, but I was just like.
She loved your blazer.
She loved the blazer.
It is a really good blazer. It's Anna's oversized black one. I think it elevates an outfit.
Do you know how many people though ask me, they're like, is that his? Like to Jared. I'm like, no, he'd look ridiculous in this giant blazer.
Obviously it's not.
He'd look like Frankenstein's like skinny white cousin. You know what I mean?
I'm dead. Yeah, he actually, it's got the boxy shoulders.
Yeah.
Very, very fun.
Wait, real quick before we take a break.
Yeah.
You tried Pilates for the first time. Congrats on losing your virginity.
Thank you. We'll never do it again. No. Satan created Pilates. We were on the reformers, which is basically like a sex machine because your legs are strapped in.
That's, I will say, that's like intimidating for a first time. Do a mat Pilates. Do a wall Pilates. There are a lot of different Pilates, you know?
See,
strapping in for one of those is a little daunting, I think, your first time.
Well, yeah. And you just don't know the positions very well. I think once I go again, I'll have my whereabouts
They're
and
all
understand
different too.
What do you mean?
Like, there's I've been the on core so many Pilates different contraptions. So it's not always the same. You're not like showing up unless you go to the same studio.
Do you know the ones where it's even the straps are above you and you like lift your whole body up?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but who made that? To me, a good
Spider-Man.
An Orange Theory class makes sense because you got a treadmill, you got weights, and you got a little bouncy ball. You're doing things. Pilates is like, what are we strapped in for? I feel like I'm in BDSM, whatever.
Yeah. I still have a headache from hot sculpt class the other day. I did like
all these new classes. It's really just,
it was hard.
I don't know what it, I guess
do
it's
you ever
like
do core power
fitness.
Yoga?
Never, I've never even really done yoga.
Really?
I did a puppy yoga class.
I
really
do lots
fun.
Of yoga. I love yoga.
You know what I will say though? Pilates girls, that's why it's so funny. People always make fun of it is that not, they don't make fun of it. It's so hard. And women that do Pilates are ripped.
Yeah.
And if you bring a guy in there, the guys are like, I could totally handle this Pilates class. Yeah. No, you motherfucker cannot.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Jared loves yoga, and I took him to this hot yoga that I do, core power yoga. It's like intense
Jared
yoga.
Likes yoga.
Yeah, we got real into it in the pandemic. It's not that funny. He loves it. We do it every weekend.
And they got really into it in the pandemic, guys. They got really into it.
You know what we would do? Because we were doing Y7.
Yeah.
Do you know what Y7 is? Y7 is hot yoga also. It's heated yoga, but it's heated power yoga. And it's they turn all the lights out. It's kind of like the soul cycle of yoga.
Yeah.
And it's candlelit. It's hip-hop yoga. That's the music. And
with candles?
Yeah. And it's dark. No mirrors.
With hip-hop?
Hip-hop music.
I feel as though that vibe does not work.
No, Y7's great. You'd love Y7.
Wouldn't we be listening to Modest Yahoo or something?
No. It's hip-hop hot yoga.
Hip-hop, but with candles? We're doing a vigil with Jay-Z.
Don't nix it till you try it. You'll love Y7.
You're right. I'm so sorry. You got really into it in
Y7.
The pandemic.
We got really into it. That. No, and then we were locked down, so we would turn our apartment into Y7. So we'd pump the
guys.
Heat, turn the lights out, light a candle, and do the classes like online.
You guys... Most people were getting into sourdough, and Anna and Jared are holding a seance in their apartment. Like, what? Everybody's growing on 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I love that out of you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, Jared loves yoga. We love
it. Wow. I mean, yoga. So Pilates, well, it was my friend Rachel's idea before she wanted to get married. She's like, let's do a Pilates class. I was like, okay. Oh my God. I was sitting there just, it's the slow controlled thinking, movements.
What's my first drink tonight going to be?
Seriously. But I was like, what? I just want
it
a croissant.
It is slow. That's it's the slow. Hard. And you have to like.
And I don't really sweat. So I like to walk out of a class like dripping because I feel like I really did something. So when we left Pilates.
You guys, I'm going to take her to a Y7. You're going to drip. You're going to have to wash your hair immediately.
Oh my gosh.
It's hot.
You know who's behind? She's got a good PR team. It's Tracy Anderson. The amount of times I see, well, I've never seen it. I mean, I've seen it so many times on social media. You've done it.
Yeah, I've done it. I did it in the pandemic. I worked out a lot in the pandemic.
Damn, were you ripped?
I did like a month of Tracy Anderson. I will say this. I don't like it because if I'm paying for a class, I like to be told what to do.
Okay.
They don't talk. It's just a follow. You just follow the instructor.
They give you no motivation. What am I paying for?
No. It's literally, it's for people who like, it's a good workout, but it was such an adjustment that I was like,
right.
Especially when I was doing it remote.
I was going to say, Peloton girl, they screaming at you the whole class.
Yeah. And SoulCycle, like I need that.
Yeah.
And Y7, they tell you, you know, what you're doing. Although the thing about Y7 is it's three flows and the third flow you do on your own. So they pump up the music. So it's like,
it
gets, you know, you get a little alone time, but this, you just watch someone in a mirror.
Like, and they're not, so they're also doing the class with you. The instructor is doing it.
It's a follow along.
What the? I don't like it.
It's weird.
I want to feel community. I want to be talked to.
They don't talk.
That's weird.
Which I find so, like, some people I think really love it. And she's got her people and she's...
Right.
You know?
You got to find the class you love. I'm a big Rumble girl because, I don't know, maybe I have some deep-seated aggression that I have to get out when I'm punching the bag.
She needs to punch that bag.
But the thing is, I feel like I sweat and I'm really working.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm a SoulCycle girl.
Yeah, I have to say, you do love SoulCycle.
You know, I love a bike. SoulCycle, I mean, like, when I was going through my breakup, like, that saved me.
It's the hills. They stress me out and my legs die.
Yeah.
I mean, that means I'm out of shape.
I mean, you know, it gets easier with time.
That's true. I think you build.
I just celebrated my 13-year anniversary at SoulCycle.
Do they tell you?
On the app, I see. Yeah.
I would be like, keep that information to yourself.
13.
Okay? That is wild. What do you want? Like,
I go
into
a class because it's on like fucking ClassPass, and they're like, is this anyone's first class? And there's like 40 people who is first class. I was like, Jesus Christ. None of these people know how to ride. I'm such a brat.
None of these people.
This is going to be a bad class because they don't know how to ride.
None of these people know the journey we've all been on.
It's helpful when there's good people around you. It makes you work harder.
Yeah, that is true. The leaderboard, though, is so kind of degrading.
There's no leaderboard in SoulCycle.
What am I thinking?
SoulCycle.
Maybe I'm thinking of
Peloton
spin.
Has a leaderboard if you want.
Peloton.
Flywheel had a leaderboard, but RIP.
I had Flywheel, yeah. In DC, we had
Flywheel.
Why?
Because I hated the competitiveness. SoulCycle's candlelit, dark, you know.
I totally agree with you there.
I did the beat of the music.
Oh. Wait a minute. Our camera.
Our camera's out. Hold on. But we're going to take a break. Let's take a break right now anyway.
And we're back. I just checked out SoulCycle.
How'd it go? Wait, you've never done SoulCycle?
No. I have. They had one in DC and I was doing that for a little bit. And then we had a Flywheel that opened up closer. So I started going to Flywheel. Mm. And then
Flywheel sucked.
Yeah, you weren't a fan?
I didn't like the bike. I didn't like the leaderboard. It was too bright. Yeah. I like riding to the beat of the music. It was too many numbers thrown at me. Like, you should be at 80 RPM. Meanwhile, I think Peloton's in between the two. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of Peloton is I can swipe away. I don't look at the leaderboard. All I look are at my stats.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even look at the song. Like, I swipe it all away. So it's just the instructor.
Yeah.
And I see how fast and, you know, hard I'm going because I need to know that.
We need to know our stats.
But other than that.
But I don't give a shit about, you know, Claire in the corner.
I know. Although, I didn't even say this. Oh, my God. Look at that fucking alarm. The siren.
Well, we live in New York, baby. The sounds of New York.
I know. We're not in a studio, so bear with us. I went to the Peloton studios for the first time.
Oh, my God.
I forgot to say.
This looked like the most intense Google Office Peloton headquarters.
They have such a machine going on there.
It's insane.
There's like four studios. People sign up months in advance.
That's so legit. But what's the draw to go here? So you can be in person with the instructors? To meet,
these are celebrities. To meet, are you kidding? To meet Robin Arzón, who's I've taken like 900 classes with, literally. Yeah.
And you've meeting these people all for the first time, like in person.
Yeah. And also that's to cool. be in the studio, you've watched it for years. To be in there is like,
so cool.
Where am I?
Yeah.
Like, this is like crazy. You know, it's to be like on the set of a TV show you've always watched.
That's
like,
actually pretty cool.
So it's cool. My friend Angela, shout out. I don't think she listens to the pod, but maybe.
Hey, Ange.
She got us in because she's friends with one of the instructors, Maddie Majacomo. He was great. We love Maddie. And it was a walk and talk. I'll say, I've never done a walk and talk in my life on Peloton.
Yeah.
It's on the tread. The treads are nice.
Oh.
But that was the class that she was able to like get us in for, you know? It was like a 9 a.m. walk and talk.
What do you just walk?
Yeah, we walk. He talks about pop culture stuff. You know, we chat. Like,
wait, what?
Walk and talk. It was actually hard. I sweat because I made it like harder. You know what I mean? I walk.
You do a
faster.
Little fast walker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. A walk and talk. What is that?
You can see the stats when you're on the tread there, and I didn't swipe it away because it was kind of like interactive. You know, it was 30 minute.
Yeah.
And we were the only ones from New York. Like people were all in. There were six women wearing matching shirts. They were in from Denver. There were people from like Florida. Like this is a moment for people.
Right, you know what I mean?
And they were like, where are you guys from? We're like, here.
Just here. Just chilling. You know? Yeah, because people come into town. It's
and
an
you got a
ordeal.
Wristband. And so you take the class and your wristband then gets you the photo. And the photo, they send you the professional photos afterwards.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty quite crazy. But I was so mad. So we leave and like Robin's my favorite to ride with. I ride with Robin a lot. I take all her strength classes. Like she's like my fucking like trainer.
Big Robin fan.
And Robin was doing a 30 minute 80s ride. Like when I left, I was like, oh,
wait,
my
that's
God.
So fun.
Like she's right there. Like I wish I could just go in
her.
And hop on a fucking bike.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, you know.
It's a closed class.
But it was very exciting to be there. And it was wild. It's in like Hudson Yards. It's huge. It's
of course.
Just like
all
so
the cool things.
Like top of the line.
Yeah. Is it in a high rise building? Or like inside Hudson Yards in the big. Okay.
I don't know. Because we went in off 10th Ave. So we just like kind of went in and it's like right there.
Yeah.
Huge screens of like everyone. They really made them celebrities, all those instructors. It's
well,
wild.
I will. Yeah. They have their own. They're truly like a host. I would call them. Like a full-on host fitness instructor.
In another lifetime, I am a Peloton instructor. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
I hosted 500 shows for HQ, like, and I love to work out. But a lot of these people were fitness instructors first. Do you know what I mean?
But then they got picked up. Well, is this a process? Like, you have to audition, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you have to have a really good personality. Who's the really funny guy?
I auditioned for SoulCycle 10 years ago.
No way.
I did. I crushed. But I know where I failed. Like,
oh. I thought you were going to tell me that you got chosen.
No, I crushed my audition because you have to do a fast song and a hill.
Oh my God.
But you get on the bike and they're like, what's your name? And it's like American Idol. First of all, there's 50 people that fly in from all over the place.
Right.
I got in off a wait list. So they called me and they were like, can you come to an audition today?
So intimidating.
And I decided that's when I'll take my lunch break because I had a day job, my best day job ever.
Of course.
And at the venture firm. And I was like, guys, I have therapy at 12:30. They were like, whatever, she's lying.
Therapy.
I would say that every day. Yeah. And I went to the SoulCycle Studios in West Village to audition. And these women were like, it's my fourth time auditioning. I'm from Kansas. Like,
oh my gosh.
So when you get on the bike, they say, what's your name? Dre. Where do you ride? I said New York City. They're like, who do you ride with? I was like, I list my like instructors.
Yeah.
And then they're like, are you willing to locate anywhere? And I go, no.
Now that's why I'm auditioning for the one in New York.
No. The audition is just for any SoulCycle.
What?
So a lot of these people were like, yes.
They would place you in Kansas or something?
They could be like, you're going to Delray Beach tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
So you could be in any location. Like they're all over.
Yeah.
SoulCycles. You have no choice.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them have closed since then. But,
well, at least you're being honest. You're not going to move to Timbuktu.
No, I was like, no.
The answer would be no.
So that's a big X on my audition.
Right, right.
You know?
I guess you're supposed to be open to it, but they need New York instructors, so I don't understand.
I don't know if they did at the time. It was just like an audition.
Wow.
Anyway, it was changed my life. It was really wild.
Question real quick.
What's up?
Have you ever gotten a spider bite?
Yeah, I'm allergic.
Okay, well, I think I got one yesterday while I was sitting at La Pecora Bianca. Eating a delicious salad. I have a Band-Aid on it, but it really hurts.
Did you take Benadryl?
It just hurts. I don't think I'm allergic.
Is it really swollen?
Yeah. And it's like a pink, it's on my back.
Yeah, sure. If you want me to.
No, I just, I don't know.
Isn't
what
this so fun on the pod? I'm like,
I don't know what it should look like.
I hate Band-Aids though. I don't touch Band-Aids.
Oh yeah. You don't have to touch it. But like, should it look upraised?
Yeah. Spider bite's usually swollen.
Yeah. I mean, it's a swollen bump.
Yeah.
But I was actually scared that I was going to die yesterday. I was like, wait, what happens when you get bit by a spider? Like, what if it's a black widow or something?
Well, that will kill you.
Okay, so I would already be out.
I think you'd be gone. Yeah. Okay. It's probably just a regular spider. Yeah. Take Benadryl and put Benadryl on it.
Why do spiders bite people? Why is that
I'm so allergic. If I get bit, my whole arm. I used to have an EpiPen. Bees, I have an EpiPen for.
Oh, my God.
Like, stop breathing. I had to go to the hospital twice for bees, but spiders. What? Get me bad.
What? You can get that swollen from a spider bite?
I got. Oh, God. Yeah, like golf balls.
Oh my God.
I got bit on my leg. Maybe it's gone. I don't know where it went.
But how long does it take to go away?
I don't know, like a week.
Ew.
The worst is whatever my allergy is, they turn black and blue. You probably won't have that if you're not allergic to mosquitoes.
It was just big upper. I felt a little prick yesterday and I felt it on my back.
Maybe
and
got stung.
Maybe I got stung, but from what?
Because if you felt the prick, that's a bee sting.
Oh my gosh. Well, no, it was like later on. I was like, my back feels weird. And I touched it and I thought I had this huge pimple.
No, it's probably a bite.
And then I looked in the mirror.
I love that you don't get bit. I'm like the first person to get bit if I walk into a room.
They know.
Yeah, they're like, let's kill
you. Got juicy blood. Do you get bit by mosquitoes?
Everything.
This is a riveting topic.
Yeah, because I'm so allergic.
Wow.
I get it so bad. Mosquitoes too. I blow up.
Oh my
God. It's like ugly too.
This is scary though. Then I would be like so worried that of my surroundings.
That didn't look so bad. You'll be okay. Just put some stuff on it.
Yeah, I put a little Benadryl on it, Benadryl cream. But I freaked myself out because I don't remember having a spider bite. I was like, what happens?
Welcome to the jungle.
Sheesh, what are we in Jumanji? I got so scared. Anyway, thanks for checking out spider bite.
Wait, don't you love that I was like, I don't do Band-Aids, so
Well, I guess I won't remove it then.
Wait,
keep it on.
I have to tell you, I love to throw a good controversial thread or tweet in there.
Oh yeah,
nothing's gonna get cancel me
riled up.
But I said the other day, so here's the thing, I was on Instagram, you know, and TikTok and whatever, doing my daily perusing, and I noticed like friends, I'm not gonna say names, but like people I know or follow, I'm like, God, these people are still wearing fucking tight skinny jeans. How do you feel about tight skinny jeans
on men?
No,
women. Well, the only thing I can find right now are loose fitting jeans, and I'm loving the trend. So I only bring out my jeans when I'm wearing tall boots. Yeah, I don't really see them that much anymore.
Right? I saw people like rocking them like with a belt and like flats, and like it was 2009.
The flats?
And I was just like,
simply no.
My body, here was my thought process. Do they know you can wear comfier jeans? Because like, you can wear comfier jeans. And I'm going to say this a lot of, because this is the hate I'm getting. A lot of people are like, you know, it's different for every body type. I will say I have seen all body types.
Yeah.
Whether you're a tiny little stick or you're a plus size woman wearing like a baggy cargo jean, and they look fucking cool. I'm going to say that. I think people are like deranged in the fact that they're like, no, my body couldn't fit in that. No, your body could.
Yeah.
You need to find the right one, but like that's for everyone. You know what I mean? Like,
agreed.
And so I tweeted like, to all the women still squeezing into a skinny jean, like, girl, let your legs fly. Like, there are comfier options out there.
Yeah.
Because it looked like it was a hot day. I'm like, ugh.
Right.
The thought of stuffing my legs into a skinny jean right now feels like sucking you
claustrophobic.
In. Yeah. It's like too much. And so I tweeted this thinking like, I'm going to help someone today.
Yeah. You're going to give someone advice. Like, you don't need to stuff
and
your
some people
legs.
Were like, they make me look fat just like they make you look fat. I was like, first of all,
we're getting hostile.
I didn't even post a photo of me in baggy jeans. You don't even know what I look like on Threads. This ain't Instagram. Right. This is Threads. Okay.
People love to get activated on there.
But it was so funny because I'm like, so there's hundreds of people responding to it being like, I don't need to follow a fucking trend. I will wear what I want when I want. And if it's skinny jeans, it's skinny jeans. And I'm like, go queen. Yeah. Okay. I was literally just like, hot for people when you know what I mean. I was like uncomfortable for them when I saw them squeezing in, and I thought they know, right?
Like, you know that we're wearing baggy jeans now. Yeah,
I agree. I think if you're wearing like a really tall boot or something and it's winter, sure, throw your skinny jean on under it.
Right,
but right now, like if you want to put on a jean to go out at night, like you could literally wear like a fucking sweatpant jean, and that's what
rocks the look.
And,
yeah,
yeah.
We don't need to be stuffing our legs into the jeans. It's an epidemic.
Well, it's making a lot of people angry. And I want to be like, can you just say your age, sex, and location? Like, yeah. You know, like this is like AOL in like 1995. Because I didn't mean to offend people. I mm-hmm. thought like, this is funny because like, it'll make people think like,
you really will.
Am I wearing skinny jeans?
What was your old email?
What do you mean?
Your first email that you made.
My first email was Tamrio. My username, I don't remember my AOL one was.
Mine was OrangeGirl813 because I liked orange. And girl spelled G-U-R-L.
Mine was Tamrio1 because that was my camp bunk.
Cute.
I also had AnnaBanana615.
Cute.
Because
obviously
that's my name.
Yeah, you know. AnnaBanana. Wait, I don't really call you that, but I've always wanted to.
Really?
I didn't know if you would like it.
You know, it happened my whole life.
My name's Anna, so AnnaBanana.
There you go.
Speaking of nicknames, though, did you hear about Benny Blanco's?
Oh, I loved this. I know she said this right before we started, and I was like, "Yes, give me a nickname."
Amazing.
What is it?
So apparently, Benny Blanco calls Saliners salami.
Salami.
Hey, salami.
You know, I love it.
Because
he's into food.
He's into food.
She's a salami.
Totally makes sense. They're such an interesting, they're just an interesting duo. But apparently he didn't want people seeing, if they were looking over his shoulder, the name Selena Gomez. So he put in salami in his contact list.
What's and the then last it just name? Stuck. Salami G?
That would be hilarious. No, just salami.
Tommy Salami?
Tommy Bahama Salami.
Wait, that's really funny. I love that. Yeah. Do you have nicknames?
I was going to say, just for anybody calling me or like for Nick and...
Either.
Nick and Dre. Nick calls me Dre Bay. Dre Bay Bay. Dre Babes. And then...
Ew. Dre Bay.
Honestly, that Dre felt... Bay. That wow. Felt, that felt so wrong coming out of my mouth.
Dre Bay Bay.
Hey, Dre Babes. That's
Dre Bay Bay. That sounds like a Moira quote.
Dre baby, fold in the cheese.
Dre baby, babes.
You know what? I realize he doesn't call me that in person. It's only over text. He'll be like, what up, Dre babes? That's it. I feel icky now. I hate that.
I want him
just
to say
that
in person. No, I love it.
Ew. And then I just call him Smigs or Nickies. Really original there.
Smigs
or Nickies. What about you guys?
Oh my God.
AnnaBanana?
No. We have real.
Okay. I'm scared. I'm so scared, you guys.
I am sweating.
You know, I'm like letting loose because we're in my apartment.
Okay. Yeah, I know. So when...
I'm scared.
Whenever we go on a vacation.
Oh.
Whenever we go on a vacation, this started when a couple of years in, we went to Paris and Nice. And whenever we've gone on like a big vacation, we give each other a new nickname for the week, for the vacation.
Okay, that's like a fun little game. Okay.
It's a fun game. And it has to be... based on like where you are. So obviously when we were in France,
yeah,
Jared became Jardin. I don't know where Jarda came from, but I call him Jarda. That's Jarda. His nickname, Jarda.
Oh, but you call
and he calls me Arna, which is so ugly.
Jarda and Arna. That's hilarious. That you also call him Jard.
Yeah, I call him Jard a lot.
Yeah.
Jard, and I call him Jar, and my mom calls him Jar, and it's so fucking annoying. She literally be like, Jar. I made that video based on real life.
I would slap her.
She goes, Jar, I need you first. Jar. I go, Mom, stop fucking calling him that. And she goes, you call him that. I go, yeah, no, exactly. That's not for you. Bitch.
But it is a shortened version of Jared, so Jer. So I would give her a pass. You know what? I give her a pass.
In Italy, he was Jardinia.
My God. Just make all of the variations of Jard and Jared. Yeah.
Jarda.
Jardine.
I literally
it's like
call
Eladia
Jard.
Calling him.
I call him Jard a lot. Is Jard that weird?
No, that's funny. What does he call you?
Arn.
That's the
He calls me A-Rose.
Oh, A-Rose. That's good.
That's what my best friend Andrew in high school called me, A-Rose. But yeah, he calls me A-Rose, Arn, Arnica.
Arnica?
What the on the same level as Arnica? They're like, Arnica. And I'm like, I know that's me, though. Wait, I call my mom Lazy.
Okay. I was going to say, how do you shorten Lee? Lazy.
It's Lazy.
Lazy Beezy.
Yeah. Lazy. My dad is Richie, or I call him Richie, but like it's Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any other nicknames that I can think of. My dogs have a lot of nicknames.
It's all our dogs.
The dogs, you know, those go on and on.
Okay, but Drizzly. You should call me Drizzly.
Drizzly?
Yeah. That's Lucho's name. My friend Lucho.
I call you Dre. That's my...
Yeah, you call me Dre. But that I will say those are my friends who call me Dre. But if you want to get... If you want to have your own, we should have our own nicknames for each other.
Okay. Wow.
Arnica.
Taken. Sorry, that one's taken. Seat's taken.
Seat's taken. That's hilarious.
Yeah, Arnica. That's why I was like, salami. Ooh, salami. I'm into it.
Yeah, we also just love cured meat, so I just want somebody to call me salami. I want to name my dachshund Branzino and call him Zeno for short, or I would love salami.
I can't wait for the day for you to get a puppy.
Yeah, I know, I've been talking about it forever. It's like, get over it already.
You'll get it, and you'll be like, this sucks. It's so expensive, but I've never been happier. And you know what? I think that's what life is. Like,
yeah.
I don't even think of it as real money when I take them to the vet anymore. It's just kind of like on a credit card, and it's just like, yeah, that's their life. Like,
right.
You know, yes, I pay for their insurance every month. That sucks, but I don't see it.
Right. No, totally. Yeah. I don't even know.
Do you know what I mean, though? Yes, there are certain things money. Like it's like totally. That you're just like, well, my life is better because of it. And, just like and that overweighs anything else.
You know, also fake money, Zara. I go in there and I really forget that.
Oh, I wanted to say that now that the weather's nice, like I have a problem. Like I can't just go to a place and not stop in 40 others. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's also just like the city is so walkable right now. The weather is like 65. That's There's nice. A nice breeze. Everybody's sitting outside.
I was disgustingly sweaty. I did this hot sculpt class the other day and I was like, oh shit, we don't have any like bananas and I need some other shit for home. I'm going to go to Whole Foods. And yeah. I walk to Whole Foods, but I see across the street, I had a cart full because I knew the aloe sale was happening this week. And I was like, I could just go in the store and just get it like there instead of like ordering it.
Yeah, it could just take a little walk.
Sale happening in store. I'm like dripping sweat. I'm disgusting. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, all right, cool. I look at my cart. I go, I pick up like the four things I wanted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here I am, like, you know, $267 later. I'm like, I came for bananas across the street.
Here we are. Here we find ourselves.
Sharon's like, are you ever coming home? Like, how long was your class? I'm like, yeah, I'm in aloe. There's my bag.
Enough said.
There you go.
Enough said. See, the aloe thing, though, I am obsessed with some of their looks, but I spend like $500 on two pieces. I go, what is this?
Yeah. Not during sale. Sale, you get a little bit of a break.
That's when you do it.
Yeah. You know,
I know this weather. Did you hear there was a blackout in Spain and Portugal?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've been seeing all these videos and I go, that's how life really should be. Everyone's just outside sipping on beer and sangria. I go,
so nice.
I'm sorry. I would love to have a forced shut off.
I know.
Do you think it was something sketchy?
I think we need a spritz on Friday. We're gonna shoot something on Friday, and I think it's a spritz. And
let me tell you something. I went out for a nice little white wine, crisp white wine yesterday for lunch. Got home at 2:30.
Wow.
In the morning.
Wait,
started at 3 p.m.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Went for lunch. I thought you were going to say 2:30. I said, oh, what a nice sensible lunch. She got a white wine. She got a salad. And then she went home. Sounds like you're in your 60s.
Right. What a beautiful afternoon. No, if only. Now you just went restaurant hopping. And then, have you been to Seville? Fun. Speaking of Spain and Portugal.
No, I haven't.
It's in Flatiron area.
I thought you meant like in Spain. I'm like, no. You're like speaking of
Sevilla, Spain, right? No, let's talk about this blackout because what the hell?
I've lived through blackouts,
but it was like
the blackouts in New York.
Yeah, that was crazy. It was like 5 days long or something. This blackout and that's what.
I'm sorry, but crazy.
I haven't done any research on it. I know nothing. All I know is that people were outside enjoying life.
Because I think when it all goes to shit, like pandemic times, we made the best of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys were having a seance in your apartment, as we know.
We were getting cocktails, really doing hot yoga. It was like a fucking, you know.
Not for nothing. Kind of miss it.
I did say the other day out loud, I missed it. I miss it every day. We had drinks at our shows backstage. We have you know, they give us like alcohol or whatever. And someone was like, my friend was like, I don't drink brown liquors. Like we're out of vodka. There's only whiskey left. And I was like, oof. You know, until the pandemic, I didn't drink whiskey, but I really got into old fashions during that lockdown.
Well, yeah.
Negronis, old fashions, Negronis, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a whiskey girl either.
I like an old fashioned though. I can rock that.
Yeah. I can definitely do it. Yeah. Old fashions have grown on me.
Yeah. So
definitely.
Lockdown was, you know, aside from people dying and, you know, a pandemic of sorts. I
definitely don't miss the sad
like a blackout. I'm like, ooh, that is kind of like I could survive that. You
right.
know what I mean?
It forces you just to slow down and really just do not. You don't
live in the moment.
Live in the moment. There's no. You don't have to contact. There's nothing to answer. There's no text to answer. It'd be really freeing.
I love that.
It'd be really freeing. Now you can't really hang out with people. You just got to go outside and whoever you're with, you're with.
Yeah.
There's no connecting. You can't text people like come over. So that's kind of a crazy part.
That is crazy. I also thought today when I opened my phone this morning, you know, and you check your emails, I'm like, wait, people didn't like people didn't do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
my mom
yeah.
didn't like get on a computer or phone, you know, and just like have a bunch of emails to answer.
Yeah, I know. That's actually so true. We're just so available.
We made life harder.
We did. We're so available.
Yeah, it's too much.
I don't like to be too available.
Wait, I want to say one thing. I have FOMO. Do you have FOMO from the Beyonce tour? Already, I have FOMO.
Yeah, I do. Because I've been seeing all the outfits.
It launched in LA this weekend. And I was like, I saw 100,000 people who I know
go.
And I'm like, God damn it. I want to go.
I
don't have tickets. I imagine I could maybe get a ticket when she comes to New York at some point. You know, like I think like sometimes StubHub comes through.
Comes in handy, yeah.
But I don't have tickets, but I'm not one of those people who gets like tickets when a tour goes on sale right away. I've
never been
know.
Either.
I don't. Yeah.
I'll put it on my phone, the alarm, and then just totally miss the date. It's not as bad as the Taylor Swift, though. The Taylor Swift of it all is.
Yeah.
Beyonce tickets are a little bit easier to get, are they?
I have no idea.
It's still, you still are on the waiting
list and
everything.
All tickets are expensive for concerts now.
It's true.
Like all of them.
I mean, yeah. Taylor Swift and Beyonce are the craziest. Actually, Pink. I will say Pink. Have you seen her?
I love Pink. I would go see
Pink. I love
Pink.
Pink too. But she was doing these intense like flips in the air, aerobatic things. Like she's putting on a show.
Yeah.
If you're going to spend money, you better be.
Beyonce's putting on a show.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
yeah. That's a hardcore show. It's a family act too, you know?
And I saw, oh my God, Blue Ivy.
She got good.
She is like walking that
Remember
stage.
Remember everyone was like, oh, she's not good in the last tour.
Right.
She was like,
I said, this girl's grown.
She has really put in the work. I was like impressed. I was like,
she's
damn.
Coming up.
She looks like her mom. She's like dancing all over the place.
I know.
She's great.
She's really, truly a mix of both Jay-Z and Beyonce because I look at her and I go, I see Beyonce, but I also see Jay-Z.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. The little one was also on stage. She was cute. Rumi, is that her name? I might have made that up. I think that's her name. The little
Rumi.
Her younger daughter.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know Beyonce had another daughter.
What do you mean? The twins. She has Blue Ivy and then the two little ones. They're not that little. They're like 6 or 7 probably. She was on stage with them too.
What? It's a family affair up in there.
Oh my God, Trey.
Why don't I know this?
Careful, you're going to get our podcast canceled.
Well, no, I'm such a big fan of Blue Ivy. I guess I've really just been really focusing on Blue.
The whole family. It's a family act.
I've been focusing on Bluesy.
Wow.
I got to go. No, I've seen the kids.
You've seen the other
kids. I've seen the kids.
She's still at a wedding.
No,
but
seriously.
Before you go into court, we do have to shout out Chloe's Cloud popcorn came out.
Oh my God. As if we need another product.
We needed a pop. We needed a popcorn from the Kardashians. I don't think there are any Kardashian popcorns. So.
Well, there's not.
Now there is
Cloud with a K.
Cloud with a K, which we really need to try. I think we need to do a full Chris and Court try Cloud.
You know what I told you before? I said, it's going to taste like regular popcorn.
Well, you'll be the judge of that.
Actually, you know what? It's going to have an odd taste because it's protein
it's
popcorn.
It's protein popcorn. It's
what?
Like if I eat a whole bag, I'm going to be stronger, right? Isn't that how that works?
Yeah. Your bones are holding onto the muscle.
Because popcorn is something you can eat a whole bag of and
it
goes by, you know?
Smart popcorn, give me all of it.
It can go. It's easy to down. I fucking can't wait.
It really is.
All right, so that's our plan. Crazy. That'll be our next episode. We'll get the popcorn.
Absolutely.
You know, I will say I DM'd them. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, what the deal?
How have we not gotten sponsored?
I really don't get it.
I mean,
we are her support and her family. I don't understand how they can't send it to us to try.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in trying, but I would love to see this packaging.
It's really pretty.
I have gummies. Chloe's got popcorn. What do you have?
Aloe.
She
America's
loves
best athleisure wear.
Chris loves her aloe.
Love it. Every new pink color. It's really, really great on all skin colors. It's really nice. That's the episode.
It really is. I wanted to talk about this this race, but I'm going to save this until next time.
What race? Oh, the race.
I'm going to say the race. I'm going to save it. I think I'm going
to
save it because, you guys, it's a wild story that just came out. I can't believe it's real. But
and also we didn't get into Martha Stewart never ordering in. Which
that is so insane.
It's a lie.
I'm going to debunk it. I did watch her doc, though, and she's making a lot of meals.
I know, but when she's stoned after hanging out with Snoop Dogg, she's coming home and, like, making homemade french fries? No fucking way.
Here's
the thing, though. Maybe she's never ordered in.
But doesn't mean somebody else around
her. But her assistant. Yeah. Right? You know? Someone's like, hey, I got all that $600 McDonald's order you asked for.
Right. I can get to the bottom of this. We should have on my close friend and Martha Stewart's makeup artist, Nicole.
Okay.
I think she would give us the tea.
If she's seen her eat Taco Bell, yeah.
I want to ask her, like, do you order for her, or is she making you guys Dover sole at like 2 a.m?
I doubt that.
That's insane.
Now you made me want Dover sole. All right, we got to close this episode out, but we'll be back with a celebrity catch up. We've got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we do.
And stay tuned for more Parker Posey and Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, we're posting another clip. I did really well. Have an amazing weekend.
Bye, guys.